Pohick, Pohick Church in Virginia, United States of America. 2007 was the last patriotic year that I was led by the Holy Spirit to visit places in the United States that were foundational to this nation's birth. And the first one was in January 2007. I went to Colorado Springs for a retreat for the National Day of Prayer, which is the first Thursday in May. And I had a dream at that time and saw an old Cadillac, white with the fins convertible, way up high on the mountain, and it slid off the side of the mountain in the snow and was wrecked. This was a word of warning that the prayer movement and the church had gotten off. At that particular conference, there were many intercessors from all 50 states. And they each had on a table the constitution for each of the respective 50 states that they were asking people to take up that constitution and pray over their state. And these 50 state constitutions were generally supposed to be predicated or reflective of the federal constitution, which is the law of the land for the United States of America. That year, in 2007 of May, I was trying to attend the National Day of Prayer events, and I was strictly forbidden by the Holy Spirit because President Bush had made a declaration, which you can still find it, saying that all faiths, every faith, should go to every state capital and call upon their God for favor. This was a middle finger stick in the eye to God, a Masonic, if you will, phallic stone in your eye. And previously in the fall, there had been a ceremony in which the cornerstone for Washington Monument was taken to Missouri, the head lodge there, and broken into 50 pieces as a ceremony and distributed to each of the 50 states' state capital. The Lord has, in 2018, August, today is the 6th, brought these events back up to me and showed me a sequence that I've never seen. In the summer of 2007, I was called to participate in an Ends of the Earth prayer tower opening from Hawaii by a rabbi there with Beth Israel congregation, whose representative I had met in January at the National Day of Prayer retreat in preparation for the National Day of Prayer. I went, and after praying on the beach early in the morning, I came across the road and saw a gay parade. And the Spirit of God fell on me and said, "Lift up your voice as a trumpet in the gates of this nation." I thought, "Oh, I'm just making this up." And then I heard the Holy Spirit saying, "If you do not, I will call you to account before the judgment seat of Almighty God." I turned around and began to preach a turn and burn message that the fires in California were ignited because men burning with men with lust for one another, that the people of California had voted not to have gay marriage, and that Governor Jerry Brown had overrode the will of the people and put into effect the Gay Marriage Act, and that the fires in California were a judgment, a sign of judgment, impending judgment, and that repentance should come. Of course, I got a lot of obscene gestures. I saw others come under conviction on the floats and their flotillas as they went by, and I'm preaching my turn or burn message. I saw them, some people come under conviction. People were taking movies, Japanese, of me, and pictures, and so on. The next event that I attended, of course, in the spring, in May, I have one, a title on my page for the Patriots Day about I had been to the 400th year anniversary, this was also in May, of our country for first landing. I was not permitted to attend the events that were being hosted by the churches, and a lot of people from the nation came across because of the compromise of the church under the political system of 501c3, that the churches were no longer under the government of God, but under the government of the politicians because of the Johnson Clause. I went to First Landing. I have some pictures there. I'll put a link reference. I also went to William and Mary's Georgetown University and to the founding places of our nation. Have not been back there since. 11 years. And lo and behold, this was between Bush was on his way out. Obama was running for his first term. He was already selected over Hillary. He had been to the Bohemian Grove and the Bilderberg meeting up in Chantilly, Virginia. But it was between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and I was on my way to Jerusalem. I was asked to participate in an event at Pohick Church, which was George Washington's church. It's the Episcopal Church. And there was going to be a prayer meeting on Friday evening and then a prayer conference. Mark Belisles and Stephen McDowell from Providence Foundation were going to speak, actually teach. And Phil Parshall of the Light and the Glory and from Sea to Shining Sea was going to speak. And I was asked if I would speak also. I was the token woman at the end of the line. What a privilege, what an honor. With all these very dignified leaders of the prayer movement. It was a Friday night. I finally got up for that, and we were kept a very tight schedule, but some of the other gentlemen went over, so I went on overdrive to get my message out. I'm going to read to you my message. Daniel chapter 9. I'll start from the beginning. In the first year of Darius, the son of Assuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolation of Jerusalem. Now this was the 400th year anniversary of first landing. 2007, 1607. It was not the 70th year. This year is the 70th year of Jerusalem. This year, there are many 70s in the last year, the United Nations, the 70th year, this, that, and the other. All these very eventful time markers have taken place the last 3 or 4 years. And I set my face to the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned and have committed iniquity, and have done wickedly, and have rebelled, even by departing from your precepts and from your judgments. Neither have we hearkened to your servants, the prophets, which spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but to us, confusion of faces, as at this day to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to all of Israel that are near and that are far off, through all the countries to which you have driven them because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against you, O Lord. To us belongs confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against you. To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yea, all of Israel hath transgressed your law, even by departing, that they might not obey your voice. Therefore the curse is poured out upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. And he has confirmed his words, which he spoke against us and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven has not been done as has been done upon Jerusalem, as it is written in the law of Moses. All this evil has come upon us. Yet made we not our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth. Therefore has the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all his works which he does, for we obeyed not his voice. And now, O Lord our God, that has brought your people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand and have gotten you renown, as at this day we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Lord, according to all your righteousness, I beseech you, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem, your holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now, therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications, and cause your face to shine upon us, your sanctuary, cause your face to shine upon your sanctuary that is desolate, for the Lord's sake. O my God, incline your ear and hear, open your eyes and behold our desolations and the city which is called by your name. For we do not present our supplications before you for our righteousness, but for your great mercies. O Lord, hear, O Lord. Forgive, O Lord. Hearken. And do defer not for your own sake, O my God, for your city and your people are called by your name. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people, Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, having caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation. And as I finished that segment, thunder, and I began to preach and minister, and then thunder and lightning broke out, and this huge rainstorm came out, and the wind of the Lord came through the doors and blew me outside of the church. And I went to Israel, and on Yom Kippur I fasted, and I had a conference call in front of the house of the Justice Department with some other intercessors. A couple didn't show up because they were partnering with Lou Engel. Of course, they wouldn't say that that's what they were doing, but they were participating in his event, which I was opposed to by the Spirit of God. And at the end of my time in Yom Kippur, as the sun went down, I had a vision of the Statue of Liberty bending her head and beginning to weep. And we went into the destructive era of the Obama nation and Hillary Rodham Clinton. And the Lord has brought this back to my memory. 400 years. And he has brought this prayer. 70 years for the desolation. 70 years. Israel, God has brought the people back, and this year she is recognized, Jerusalem is recognized as the capital of Israel.